RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres quickly, though, working their way up ice. Here's McLeod racing after it down to the corner. McLeod centers in front, scores! Benson in front of the net as that puck popped up into the air, and the Sabres with an early goal here in the third period take a 3-2 lead.
9-for-9 since December 9th as the Sabres now roll into Dallas to close out 2025. Welcome in, Sabres Live. Used sparingly has been this show during the course of this win streak, and that means we have a lot to discuss looking back, but also looking ahead, Martin.
Yeah, I mean, we have so much to talk about that we decided, you know what, it's the holiday season. We're going to just condense it all into a few shows. So this week, we only, today and tomorrow, as we take, you know, New Year's Day off. And last week was Christmas, so same thing. But a lot to talk about. And my biggest takeaway from last night, I'll start right out. I didn't think the Sabres in the first period were playing their best hockey, but I also didn't think Alex Lyon at his best. And I said to you later in the second, or maybe even in the second intermission, I'm like, the big difference here is you didn't give up the third goal. And if you keep it at two, you're at least going to go to a shootout and you have a chance to the extra point. Mm-hmm. And that has been the big difference, not giving up that extra goal, right? And as a goalie, there's been so many of those games that maybe I wasn't feeling good early on. I give up a couple early goals and then it's like, like, kick yourself in the rear end and shut the door. Like, the team needs you. Let's go. And I think Alex Lyon did that. A couple saves in the third, in the second, and in the third, the Sabres played a perfect game, only giving up the two shots. Like, that was awesome.
Lyon is 7-0 now during the nine-game win streak. Goals against a 2.22 and a 919 save percentage. Of course, Luukkonen has played a role in this as well with two excellent wins and a goals against of one in that stretch. What do you think the banter was like with Lyon after the adventure preceding the empty net goal?
Well, I will say this. I know Christmas has gone and passed, but there's always a white elephant New Year's Day present exchange that could happen. And when I would run out outside my crease too much, as one of the white elephant, well, it was a kind of a secret Santa because it was specific to one. J.P. Dumont got me a dog leash with double harness to be able to strap to the post so I wouldn't go too far out of my net. Mm-hmm. And I think that for the joke, I would give that to Alex Lyon. Although he was trying to make the right play, and while he kind of lost the puck and got tangled and lost his glove, I would probably give him like bungee straps to tighten up his gloves so he wouldn't lose them. But it was an adventure. And Jimmy Snuggerud, I still can't believe he missed that. But again, like that's sometimes you got to say, hey, we've got things going on our side and we have to take advantage of it. Just like Tage Thompson said, when the puck's going in, I got to shoot. I got to take advantage of it. It's going in. Sabres are taking advantage of it right now. It's not been perfect, but they are taking advantage of it.
They've won 9 in a row. The club record is 10, which has happened 3 times in 84, 06, and 18. They've actually won 6 in a row on the road now. And again, the club record is 10, which was done in a couple of instances in the 83, 84, and the 06, 07 season. So still some significant numbers to chase. But those are all just, you know, kind of window dressing on what is the ultimate goal. And the ultimate goal cannot be attained in the month of December, but you must stay in the race. And it is almost alarming that they've won 9 in a row and are still not in the top 8 in the conference, not in a divisional playoff spot, not in a wild card spot. Although, if you chose to do so and went to the NHL website and clicked on league standings and points percentage, you would find that Buffalo is in the top 12 across the NHL, but they still have not found themselves waking up in a morning to a wild card spot this month.
Well, that's because the bottom eight teams in the NHL are all in the Western Conference right now. There's 11 points separating Carolina and Columbus with Toronto at the bottom. So it's very tight in the Eastern Conference. But you know what? Like, I look at Nashville 2 years ago that went 14-0-2. That was their streak, right? And that got them in the playoffs. Well, you're at 9 now. Continue on. Let's go. Like, that Nashville was a 500 hockey team with a big streak, and it got them into the playoffs. And those type of streaks can really go a long way. Now, I get it. Sometimes, you know, winning streaks, losing streaks, they happen. For me, it's you're not going to win 25 in a row. It's not going to happen.
Why?
How are you always going to respond after each game, regardless of the result? And that's what I've liked about their streak right now. They go into Dallas tomorrow. They play the second best team in the NHL and the Dallas Stars. And for me, it doesn't matter that you won 9. Just focus on that one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that has been the tale here is that, yeah, they play with confidence, and winning 9 is definitely helping that. But it's the way they're playing. They're not full of themselves. They're not just going out and say, we got to play a track meet. They actually said that yesterday after the first period was a little bit too much track meet. We had to tighten it up.
They didn't say that. They were asked a question because of Lindy's pregame words. I don't think anybody in the room thought it was a track meet.
Well, they said it. Like, it
they,
was their
they were
quote,
led by
maybe,
questions yes. of that ilk. I don't think any player thought that.
You know what? I wrote it, and when I wrote it last night, I was like, I didn't think it was a track meet, but maybe to them.
Shots were like 9-7. It was like, come on.
But you know what's interesting there, Duffer? Maybe to them, the way they want to play, it felt like, oh, there was a little bit too much of, like, we had to back check a little harder, and we don't want to do that. We want to play safe. We want to have a third guy high. We want to control the neutral zone. Maybe that's what it felt like, and I like that. That it's like, I didn't think it was a track meet. You didn't think it was a track meet, but they felt like it wasn't the game they needed to play to win, which is even better.
Right. I don't think they liked their period. But there were moments within it, obviously. Even after the first couple of shifts weren't great, they went and scored the first goal, and Noah Austlin got it. Anyway, the streak began in Edmonton. They've rattled off wins against the Oilers, the Canucks, the Kraken, the Flyers, the Islanders, the Devils, the Senators, the Bruins, the Blues, the latter three, all since our last episode of Sabres Live, because that was done in Canada's capital leading into the final game of the break. Right. And so here we are. At least I think
that was
right.
A Bo Byram overtime goal. Bo had two goals that game, a nice feed from Jordan Greenway that scored the first goal. But it was a battle. I felt like Ottawa was also streaking. Right. The Sabres were at 6 straight.
And
Ottawa was at 4 straight.
And
now they lost 3 in a row. And, you know, Linus Solmark is unavailable for personal reasons right now and has been granted a leave. Mm-hmm. Ottawa is struggling a little bit. Columbus had been struggling. Well, they find a way, to win a couple. Like, it's just, it's really tight. But you're right. Like, Boston was a huge win for the Sabres. Boston now out west. They ended up with a point last night.
But they've lost 6 in a row.
Yeah, they've lost 6 in a row. But I mean, points are important. But with how tight the standings are, Those wins, that extra point, makes a big difference.
Well, Tage Thompson is the leader in points for Buffalo during this streak. In fact, he's the leader in goals, assists, and points over this 9-game run. But going back to the game before the break, it was Noah Austlin that scored along, you know, with the incredible performance of Bo Byram. And Austlin scored again last night, and he and Benson are right behind Tage for goals during this win streak with 4. What does one make of Austlin's contributions in all of this? And I am full of questions, in case you didn't know. Like, I have a lot of questions as we look forward here. And I think you have to. Like, you can't just keep looking back on the 9 wins. Like, it's great. But there's going to be some real questions to be answered here. What do we make of Austlin's position right now in the lineup?
Well, what I make of it is that I get it. When I write my lineup every night, I start with Thompson's line, and then maybe I go to McLeod, and then I go to Norris and Austlin, and I say, This is not a third line. This is a top nine that can play top line minutes. And Austin has proven that he can keep up. He has the hockey IQ and he has the production to play top line minute right now with Norris and Tuck. So it's just a matter of whether you like your matchups. How did the first period go? Maybe you switch those matchups in the second. You have all that flexibility. But I think that at any moment, if you look at the ice time and you said, oh, Norris, Tuck, and Austin led the forwards in ice time, I wouldn't be surprised. Or five on five, especially, maybe not because of the special teams, but five on five, I think that could happen. Yeah. But at any moment, I could see McLeod's line doing it. I can see Tuck's line, Thompson's line doing it. Like, it's just a matter of that. And it gives, but that's why Norris and Austin being back and healthy and playing the way they're playing is so important for the team.
Well,
and,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, and our poll right now on Sabres Live is basically, like, I had a hard time answering it, Duffer, because it was, who's been the MVP of the nine-game winning streak? Tage Thompson, Alex Lyon, Matthias Samuelsson, or other? And I quickly thought other, because my mind was thinking Norris, Josh Norris. And then I look at the points, and I'm like, oh, Norris only has 5 points in seven games. He didn't play all nine. But I'm like, he only has 5 points. And then I look at the production from Tage. And I was like, man, he has 11 points, 5 goals in 9 games. That's far and above everybody. Samuelsson's been great, but Austin's been awesome. Dahlin's had an impact too. Byram's, I couldn't answer. So I picked other because I think there's too many guys to mention.
Okay, but now the early results of the actual question are another story. People's way of thinking has changed here because of Buffalo's nine-game win streak, and they are looking at Matthias Samuelsson. Marty, there is no point in the history of this team that included Tage Thompson where a Thompson scoring leading stretch wouldn't result in him being the leader of this team. People are looking at this team differently right now. Tage Thompson is leading with 11 points in 9 games. He's not even got 5% of the vote. This is crazy. And let me say, thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bravo.
This team differently. There are so many pieces right now that are important.
People were listening to Rasmus Dahlin when he said, I've told you for many years, he's just great. Now, I think the biggest thing is I was doing my homework yesterday is that Matthias Samuelsson is healthy this year. And we are seeing him being able to play that game. I get the offense is great. Like, he leads the rush and kicks it out to Tuck, and Tuck comes in and scores. And you're like, wow, look at Matthias Samuelsson. Leads the rush against Boston. Gets it to McLeod. McLeod drives, scores. Great. Okay. But he's already over 70 block shots this year. Okay. Last year, he had 93. In 60-some games last year, he had 93. He's blocking more shots. He's being more physical. He's being better defensively. He's killing penalties. He's doing all the things that, to me, would make Matthias Samuelsson valuable to start with. And then you add the offense. And I think that's why it has been great to have Samuelsson. We talk so much about who's going to play with power this year.
Yeah.
I think that the biggest difference this season is who has been playing with Dahlin and who has made Dahlin better and who Dahlin made Samuelsson better. Like, that top pair has been the biggest difference.
This might be the first year on record where I haven't missed Will Borgen not playing with Dahlin.
I was going to say that is definitely a record, going almost 40 games without a mention of Will Borgen.
Look at my personal growth in all of this. This is amazing.
But Samuelsson, it was Matthias Samuelsson that was the Will Borgen after Will Borgen, saying this is going to be the guy that should be there playing with Dahlin. But the last few years have been so tough.
And those Samuelsson numbers, I mean, even just within this nine-game window, of which they are 9 for 9, he's got 19 blocks, which leads the team, and he's at almost 25 minutes a game, which leads the team. And the offense is just behind Ryan McLeod, who is second to Tage Thompson, you know, in all of this. So there's a lot to love. Like, don't just say, like, it is love at this point. Like, people have to love how this guy is playing. And what does it mean moving forward? Well, it means there's, even with injuries, there seems to be stability and comfort and, I would say, ongoing growth within the defense pairs right now, because you're seeing it with Power and Kesselring. You're seeing it for Byram, seemingly, with whoever he plays with right now, which is impressive. By the way, Zach Metsa is 7-1-1 as an NHLer now. Yeah. So let's continue that run for him.
By the way, Metsa, I know he took a penalty, but drew a big penalty, power play with 4 minutes left, right? I mean, that was Buchnevich's stick that hit Metsa in the face.
Yeah.
Him being on the ice with 4 minutes left, like Lindy Ruff and the staff are trusting him to be out there with little time left in a one-goal game.
Right. So there's only one game left in 2025. And it's game two of this three-game road trip. And we look forward with great interest now as to how Buffalo takes on Dallas, how they close it out on Saturday against a Columbus team that has warmed up with three in a row, and then how the new year, 2026, begins, and they eventually get back on home ice and try to, you know, stay, like, in this mix of such a large cluster of teams. What do you make now looking ahead to tomorrow? And, I mean, do you want it in the form of, well, let's keep it in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Who starts in goal tomorrow against Dallas?
That is a tough question.
I know.
I would go with Alex Lyon for me just because I think the way that the Sabres have been treating this was – almost like Lyon is your number one and Luukkonen is your 1B. And so to me, like Lyon has won 7 of 9, another quality start. I know it wasn't a quality first period, but at the end of the game, it turns out to be another quality start, not a steal. So that's 9 for 9 in terms of quality starts with the goaltending in the last 9 games makes a big difference. I would go with Lyon. But there's a side of me that tells me, like, you know what? Playing Dallas was kind of like playing New Jersey, where they have a high-powered offense, and maybe that's a good challenge for Luukkonen. For me, I would go with Lyon, but I mean, I'm not going to fuss about it. Like, whatever they pick, you go with it.
Okay, you've told us what you would do. What do you think they will do?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Can I... I don't want to stay silent on the radio for the next 5 minutes.
Unless there's a third, unless Ellis is magically reappearing.
No, that's not. I think they will go with Luukkonen.
I do too. So he had a nice win last year in October against Dallas. He was a hard luck loser in Dallas in splitting the season series last year. His career numbers, you know, I look at those a little more than maybe others do, are a little better against the Stars than Lions, for sure. Granted, both are relatively small sample sizes. But the beauty of this streak is everyone looks pretty good right now, and everyone has contributed, and then you try to get through. What did Dallas do to upset the schedule maker? They play on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Like, they're flying out after the Sabre game and going to Chicago to take on the Hawks on New Year's Day. What?
I know. That's there's a few of these. Nashville is playing in Vegas on New Year's Eve at 5 o'clock or something. And then they're going to L.A., I think, on New Year's Day. Like, there's some weird schedule. Like, you should never play on both. You should play on either one or the other. But whatever, it's just the way that the schedule is. The Sabre schedule, by the way, they do play Wednesday in Dallas on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And then they have a couple of days before a 3 o'clock game at Columbus on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why the Sabres would think, let's put Luukkonen in Dallas.
Yes.
And then
you.
After that, we have 2 days so we can get a fresher lion in yes. Saturday. Or maybe we go back with Luukkonen because we have 2 days off. There's travel. St. Louis, Dallas is not an easy travel day, too. They're traveling today. So I think that you're probably going Luukkonen tomorrow. I would assess that.
Well, yeah. It sure gets interesting. And again, like after the game tomorrow against the Stars, you only have one game in the next 5 days, and that is the Columbus afternoon game. But once you get home, it's a real neat stretch here with Vancouver on Tuesday. You get away for one with the Rangers, but then you're home against the Ducks, home against the Panthers, home against the Flyers, Habs, and Wild in what is, as we've come to expect, a typically pre-Olympic condensed stretch. And the best part is you can find yourself there and build out a 5-game pack. Today, you get savings on single game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, flexibility to bundle your favorite games. You can visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. I mean, if you missed out over the holidays on gift giving, like this would be a pretty good way to like ring in the new year with somebody that is just angle them to make sure that you're their plus one. You know, like get a couple of tickets, be their plus one. How about you pick the 5 games for them?
Yeah.
So you do it a little selfishly. There's nothing wrong with this. This is the art of gift giving, I believe.
You can do whatever you want with that, Duffer. And I'll tell you this, there is some really, really big games and fun games coming up. So I would look at the schedule for sure. And we just had Boston on the 27th, a couple of days ago, well, 3 days ago, mm-hmm. At home, and the building was electric, and it was fun. And it wasn't just the win and the streak. The building was fun. Eric Wood banged the drum, right, on that Saturday night before the Bills were playing at home.
He may have posed with a beer saber as well.
He just chugged that beer saber as well. It was a fun night. It was definitely, everybody was entertained. That's for sure.
Another relevant question from my bag of questions. What if Jason Zucker returns tomorrow? Who comes out?
I knew that was going to be one question that may have been coming right now and saying, okay, well, what do you do with Zucker? Like he helps the team. He can't just be on the sideline. He helps the team. I think that the one spot that I could see him coming in, okay, would be playing in the spot of Jordan Greenway for the game in Dallas and say, let's give Greenway, like this is St. Louis, a travel day. Let's give him a few days of just, you know, because they've been managing Greenway's minutes, and let's insert Zucker in there playing with Dunn and Malenstein. Zucker can play that style. Maybe we give Zucker some power play time to, you know, balance it out a little bit, but that's where I see him. I'm putting Zucker on the top line with Thompson and Doan and moving Krebs out of there, but I think Krebs has been a good fit, and Zucker needs maybe a game or two to get going before I'm saying, let's elevate you to the top. Maybe that's the placeholder right now. It's Krebs holding the place for Zucker eventually. But right now, I think what I would look is say, give Zucker a fourth line role with a little special teams power play in the place of Greenway for one game, and then see what you want to do for Columbus.
Do you think they've decided on their goalie situation, even if that proves to be unfair to Ellis due to injury?
Yes. And it's unfortunate. Yes, I get it. But at this point right now, when Ellis is back healthy, and off of IR and everything is good, Yarmo said he's going to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And I think that you've been on a roll, and it's not even just a 9-game winning streak. I think that it's been pretty good balance. Lion Luukkonen, the last little bit here, it's working. I don't want to mix it up with a third. The goalies have talked about it. Lindy's talked about it. Everybody's talked about it. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just temporary, right? Maybe you say, okay, Ellis is going to end up make his way down to Rochester. They would have to put him on waivers. At this time, I don't know that he gets picked up. I don't think that he's played enough and there's the injury. I don't know that he gets picked up. Maybe St. Louis says, you know what, we're picking him back up. And that's what it is. But yeah. I don't know that he would at this time. So, but even if he does, like we're not looking, and I like Colton Ellis, and I think that he's been good in the games that he's played. Mm-hmm. But I think we got to look at what makes the Sabres better. What makes the Sabres better is to have two goalies. That's what makes them better. That's when in the end should be resolved.
They have won two of their last five trips to Dallas, which is not an overwhelming number, but considering they never really got a signal there for the decade prior to that, I think this is a step in the right direction. They're also against a Dallas team that is riding a six-game point streak, but has lost two in a row and, by their standards, has been marginally off over the last eight games, going 4-2-2. Oh, the concern in Dallas right
Yeah,
now.
The concern in Dallas. They're completely falling off. They're 8 points behind the Colorado Avalanche with Colorado. This is how crazy it is. There's 11 points separating Carolina and Columbus and Toronto. All the teams in the Eastern Conference have been separated by 11 points. There's 8 points separate, and it could be 10 because Colorado has a game in hand, separating the top team and the second team in the Western Conference. Amazing. That's how crazy Colorado's season is. And Dallas' season has been fantastic. They've got 21 regulation wins, more than any other team in the National Hockey League, not named the Colorado Avalanche. So they've been really good.
Yes, and they're statistically, you know, pick a category, they're top five in basically everything. But the Avalanche are 10-0-1 in their last 11, winners of eight straight after your favorite moment to finish off the LA Kings last night. Empty
the
netter.
Goal after the empty net goal.
Goal after the empty netter. Cookie Monster Makar just couldn't resist, right?
did you see the, it was Forsberg in net, right, for LA?
Yes.
Did you see his reaction after, like, okay, it's 4-2, game's over, and then there's a play to go, and then his reaction is gotta be kidding me.
Well, speaking of goalies, tip of the cap to Scott Ratzlaff last night. Nicely done for him. His first start with the Amerks. He's been up and backing up Levi for a little while now. They were into Cleveland trying to avenge a Saturday home overtime loss against the Monsters. And look at this 2-on-1 save in OT.
Overtime.
Ratzlaff with a terrific read. All this after last-minute heartbreak in regulation where the Amerks lost a 3-2 lead. And guess what? They indeed flipped the script, won it just like the Monsters did in their building on Saturday, went down and got the game winner from Jack Rathbone. And now it's always tricky to read these situations like, are the Amerks going well or are they struggling? What's happening here? They have points in 9 of their last 10. They've gone 5-1-4 in that stretch to remain in second in the division, 3 points off the division lead.
You know what's funny about that goal by Rathbone, as we just showed it on MSG, is it wasn't that great of a location to shoot the puck. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in front of the net. It's 3-on-3. He's high in the slot. But sometimes you get a feeling, you got that confidence to say, you know what, I'm going to take that shot. And he beats the goalie clean, right? And it was, it was right after Ratzlaff had made the save on the 2-on-1. There was a face-off. They get possession. They go up. It was a fun game. And I'm happy for Scott Ratzlaff. Look, I feel like he has been a goalie that has really matured and developed well under the Sabres, tutelage and in the, come into camp and development camp and then went down to Jacksonville to DCHL, played really well, earned his starts, earned his call up, and now is earning that chance. So that's been really good for him to be able to get that and get his first win.
And a continuing shout out to Zach Jones, who leads the AHL among defensemen. He's less than a handful of points off the actual AHL scoring lead, but he's had a monster season of production from the blue line. And Isaac Rosén again scored last night. He's got 13 goals in 16 games this year. There's only been one game this year with the Amerks where he didn't get a point. It has been remarkable as they win last night in Cleveland. They'll resume action on Saturday against the Marlies in Toronto. We have a busy building on Friday night. We want you to be at KeyBank Center because WWE SmackDown is returning. Again, it's this Friday, January 2nd. Your favorite stars are in action like Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes. Visit KeyBankCenter.com to grab your tickets today. We have a lot of catching up to do, not only on everything Sabres, but everything across the NHL. It's all tied together, and it's next on Sabres Live.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.